Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We want to report now on another execution that raises the question of whether lethal injection is a barbaric form of criminal punishment in the U.S. It took nearly 2 hours to kill Arizona inmate Joseph Wood, who was sentenced to death for the 1989 murders of his estranged girlfriend and her father. Yesterday, starting at 1:52 p.m. local time, the execution of Wood began. Just after 3, his lawyers filed a motion to halt the procedure, saying their client was still alive and gasping for air. But before the court could respond, Wood was declared dead at 3:49 p.m. This incident comes after a botched execution in Oklahoma, where the prisoner died in apparent agony after 43 minutes, and another in Ohio that took 25 minutes. Here's Michael Kiefer, a reporter with the Arizona Republic, who witnessed yesterday's execution.
He closed his eyes. He went to sleep. Then he started gasping, and he did. He gasped for more than an hour and a half. And when the doctor would come in to check his consciousness, he would turn the mic on. You could hear a deep, snoring, sucking air sound.
One of the witnesses of the Wood execution yesterday, that's Michael Kiefer, a reporter for the Arizona Republic. Joining us now is Jude Joffe Block, reporter for KJZZ in Arizona. Jude, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi there.
So this certainly adds to the sense of controversy and the sort of circus environment surrounding executions. First of all, does Arizona have this secrecy law regarding the ingredients for lethal injections because of the difficulty of getting drug companies to allow the use of various chemicals?
Yeah, from what I understand, a number of states around the country have these laws that allow them to keep the identities of these manufacturers secret. And this became a big issue in this case because what happened was the attorneys for Joseph Wood actually appealed, saying one of their appeals focused on his First Amendment rights, saying that he had a right to know the qualifications of his executioners, as well as the origins of the drugs that would be used. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals actually agreed and halted the execution, saying that the state had to answer those questions before the execution could proceed on Wednesday. But the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, ended up overturning that ruling on Tuesday, saying that the execution could proceed and the state did not have to answer those questions.
How do the victims in the case of the murder that was committed by Joseph Wood, how have they been responding to all the focus on the manner in which he was executed?
Well, I think there was some disagreement in that news conference after the witnesses spoke to the media. There was some disagreement to the extent that it was painful to watch, to the extent that he was gasping for air, or whether it was, you know, a painful execution. They actually mentioned what happened wasn't that it took too long for him to die in the execution. What took too long was the execution itself. They said they've been waiting 25 years through the appeals process, and that's where the reform needs to be.
Here's Richard and Jeannie Brown, family members of the victims of Joseph Wood, reacting to yesterday's execution.
Why didn't we give him a bullet? Why didn't we give him some Drano? Why didn't we give him something else? Everybody's worried about the drug. You know, these people that do this, that are on death row, they deserve to suffer a little bit.
You don't know what excruciating is. What's excruciating is seeing your dad lying there in a pool of blood, seeing your sister lying there in a pool of blood. That's excruciating. This man deserved it.
That just adds to the macabre sensibility around an execution that is, I think the mission is always that this be an orderly process. Certainly not the case yesterday.
That's right. I mean, what we heard from witnesses was that it was painful to be in that room, that Michael Kiefer from the Arizona Republic, who'd witnessed 5 of these, said the others had all gone, you know, within 10 minutes, that they'd sort of gone to sleep, and that what he said was, this was not that.
And any review here, any sense that the state is going to take a look at this?
Yeah, so what we heard from Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is she's ordered a review from the Department of Correction. She said she was concerned that the execution took too long, but she also said that that it was clear that it was lawful and that medical and eyewitness accounts say that he did not suffer. The Attorney General also has a spokeswoman has denied that he was gasping for air. So that's been the response from the state so far.
Jude Joffe Block, a reporter for KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks so much, Jude.
Thank you.